In the Limelight. Hawkish U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has been leading the charge in the Donald Trump administration to try to trigger the snapback mechanism in the Iran nuclear deal, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA. And this has led to a chorus of derision and mockery from all over the world, not just from sources one would expect, like Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, but from elsewhere as well, even including from John Bolton, who was former an anti-Iran colleague in the Trump administration. Everybody is laughing at Mike Pompeo at this point, because Pompeo's position is that even though the United States has left the JCPOA and is out of the nuclear deal, it is still somehow within the deal and able to trigger the snapback mechanism. Pompeo also claims that the United States is going to unilaterally trigger multilateral sanctions. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said Washington's attempt to trigger the dispute resolution mechanism in the UN Security Council Resolution 2231 has no leg to stand on. We now present you an article written by Stephen Lendman, a Chicago-based author, research associate of the Center for Research on Globalization, and host of the Progressive Radio NewsHour. Under the heading, Pompeo's Ticking Clock on Iran is Broken. Please stay with us to hear more of Stephen Lendman's article. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's ticking clock on Iran is broken. His maximum pressure campaign has failed. Undeterred, he vowed that the Trump regime will go it alone by imposing snapback sanctions on the country unilaterally, defying the world community, the rule of law be damned, with him at state and Trump in the White House. The same thing true if Joe Biden wins in November. Mike Pompeo also intends trying to block Iran's military from legally buying conventional weapons. After the 18th of October, when the world body embargo expires. Mike Pompeo also intends trying to block Iran's military from legally buying conventional weapons after the United Nations embargo on Iran expires on 18th of October. Despite everything thrown at the Islamic Republic of Iran by the Trump regime, defying the United Nations Charter and the UN Security Council, the country is more resilient and self-sufficient now than when Donald Trump took office. Recently, Iran's foreign ministry spokesman, Saeed Khatibzadeh, mocked Mike Pompeo, tweeting the following. 13 members, including President of the UN Security Council, have declared America has no legal standing in the first place to recourse to Resolution 2231, as it is not a participant of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA. The clock is ticking just in Pompeo's parallel alternate universe. This happens when an ex-spymaster leads US diplomacy. The vast majority of the world community, including all permanent members of the UN Security Council except the United States, plus Germany and other major countries, oppose the Trump administration's anti-JCPOA, anti-UN Security Council Resolution 2231, affirming its agenda. Separately, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif tweeted, "Secretary Pompeo's lawless bullying leaves US isolated yet again." Whilst the US prevented a Security Council debate about its unlawful notification recently, members in today's meeting on West Asia refuted US attempt as useless and ineffective. Time for Donald Trump to stop listening to novice bullies. Neoconservative Fred Flights, head to the hardline Anti-Peace, Equity and Justice Center for Security Policy. Formerly, he was a National Security Council, CIA, DEA, DHS, House Intelligence Committee staffer. On 30th of August, the National Review featured his anti-Iran tirade. Calling the United Nations useless, he urged the United States to go it alone to defend its national interests against peace-promoting Iran, threatening no one. He falsely accused Iran of a surge in belligerent behavior, how the US operates worldwide, not the Islamic Republic. He lied claiming Iran cheated on the JCPOA. He lied calling the landmark agreement deeply flawed. He lied claiming UN members are looking the other way on a growing list of dangerous Iranian provocations and JCPOA violations. None exist. The Trump administration breached international and US constitutional law by illegally withdrawing from the agreement, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA. No evidence from the US intelligence community or other sources suggests that Iran is covertly working on nuclear weapons. Flights falsely claimed otherwise, providing no evidence backing all his accusations because no evidence exists. He defied reality by accusing Iran of breaching its nuclear non-proliferation commitments. What nuclear-armed and dangerous United States and Israel do by their lawless actions that Fritz ignored, supporting their war on humanity. The Islamic Republic of Iran is at peace with its neighbors, in stark contrast to raging US wars in multiple theaters, and Israel's forever war on Gaza and other occupied territories. Flights turned reality on its head, falsely accusing Iran of almost going to war several times last year, a nation that hasn't attacked another nation in literally centuries. Flights' tirade included a further litany of bald-faced big lies about Iran. At the same time, he ignored endless wars on humanity by the United States, NATO and the Israeli regime, an axis of evil threatening everyone everywhere like no other ever before them. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has been leading the charge in the Trump administration to try to trigger the snapback mechanism in the Iran nuclear deal, also known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA. And this has led to a chorus of derision and mockery from all over the world, not just from sources one would expect, like Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, but from elsewhere, as well as even including from John Bolton, a former colleague of Mike Pompeo. Everybody is laughing at Mike Pompeo at this point because Pompeo's position is that even though the United States has left the JCPOA and is out of the Iran nuclear deal, it is still somehow within the deal and able to trigger the snapback mechanism. Pompeo also claims that the United States is going to unilaterally trigger multilateral sanctions. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said Washington's attempt to trigger the dispute resolution mechanism in the UN Security Council Resolution 2231 has no leg to stand on. Zarif tweeted late on Sunday, 16th of August, "John Bolton has repeated today what he said on 8th of May 2018, whilst he was National Security Advisor in the Trump administration. At least he is consistent, a trait notably absent in this U.S. administration." U.S. recourse to dispute resolution mechanism in Resolution 2231 has no leg to stand on. It came after U.S. President Donald Trump said on Friday, 14th of August, that he intended to trigger the so-called snapback of the U.N. sanctions, which had been in place against Iran prior to the nuclear deal's signing. Donald Trump told reporters, "We'll be doing a snapback," he claimed. "You'll be watching it in the near future." Recently, the spokesperson for the European Union Foreign Policy Chief, Josep Borrell, said the United States had no right to force the reinstatement of international sanctions on Iran via the so-called snapback mechanism stipulated in the 2015 nuclear deal between Tehran and the 5+1 group. The spokesperson for Josep Borrell said, given the fact that the United States unilaterally abandoned the JCPOA in May of 2018 and has not participated in any JCPOA structures or activities subsequently, the United States cannot be considered as a JCPOA participant. The spokesman for the EU Foreign Policy Chief, Josep Borrell, added, "We therefore consider that the United States is not in a position to resort to mechanisms reserved for JCPOA participants, such as the so-called snapback mechanism." Iran's Foreign Minister Zarif also says failure of a US-drafted anti-Iran resolution, which sought to extend an arms embargo on Iran during a recent United Nations Security Council session, heralds fundamental changes in international relations. Zarif said, "We have witnessed failure of important hegemonic powers in the world to achieve their desired goals at different junctures. This has been a long-standing process which started from the Vietnam War." Zarif cited the United States' invasion of Grenada back in 1983 as the only case that Washington achieved its goal through military means, saying that other military incursions by the United States have invariably ended in failure. The top Iranian diplomat, Mohammad Javad Zarif, said, "Pride and lack of professionalism are among weak points in the US diplomatic apparatus, an example of which can be seen in the appointment made inside the US State Department." Everyone is currently scratching their heads and wondering what Mike Pompeo is smoking. He thinks he can be in and out of the nuclear deal at the same time. He thinks he can impose unilateral, multilateral sanctions. This violates elementary logic in a rather amusing way. It's like Lewis Carroll in Alice in Wonderland saying you can believe six impossible things before breakfast. Well, Mike Pompeo has already got two of them, and it is also reminiscent of the complete lack of logic in the US-Iran policy. They're basically running on fumes, and they're desperately clutching at these illusory remedies for their bankrupt position by invoking these kinds of crazy contradictions. You know, maybe Mike Pompeo is living in a quantum world where Schrödinger cat can be alive and dead at the same time. The US can be in and out of the deal at the same time. And sanctions can be unilateral and multilateral at the same time. But nobody else is in the quantum world, and Mike Pompeo's gonna have to come back to Earth at some point. So why are the so-called Americans, people like Mike Pompeo really, of course, representing Netanyahu? Trump was inserted into the Oval Office by Netanyahu's people precisely to carry out all these insane Likud policies. So why are they so desperate? And why are they acting so irrationally out of sheer desperation? Throughout US history, it's proved too many times to count or remember that the United States, no matter who runs the country, can never be trusted. Just what it did to its native people over a couple of centuries going back to the 1700s, 1800s and the 1900s, even into the early 20th century. Every treaty, and there were hundreds of treaties the United States had with its native people, every treaty was systematically breached. Whatever the US agreed to with its Native Americans, it never fulfilled the promises and annihilated 98% of the Native American population over two or three centuries or so ago. This is the way the United States operates. The agreements it's made with other countries, bilateral and multilateral agreements, agreements relating to the United Nations, or individual treaties or agreements with other countries, UN conventions and so on, all of these things, sooner or later, the United States either breaches them or pulls out of those agreements altogether. This is the way the US operates. It wants other nations to obey what it demands, but it does what it wants and simply ignores international agreements that are international law, because its only thing it claims is justified. It sets its own rules. It operates by its own rules exclusively. Rule of law is immaterial to the United States, so there's simply no question, no debate about it. The United States can never be trusted for any reason on any issue. Because Washington agrees to something and observes it for a period of time, chances are overwhelming sooner or later it will walk away. It will breach the agreement either in part or entirely. And this is history of the United States and its relations with other countries, with the United Nations. This is the other nation that is trustworthy. Stephen Lenman, the writer of the article, says, if the US pulls out and manages to get the sanctions imposed on Iran related to the JCPOA, which I don't think will happen, but who knows, anything is possible, simply the agreement no longer exists. If the agreement no longer exists, there is nothing for Iran to observe, which it won't. Hopefully, this won't happen. But if it comes to that, Iran will walk away. An agreement is not enforced if it's only observed by one party and nobody else. So Iran will walk away. It might walk away from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, NPT. It would be its legitimate right to do so if the agreement no longer exists. I hope that will not be the case. The EU foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, has made positive comments by simply not accepting the Trump administration's demand for snapback sanctions on Iran or enforcing the arms embargo on Iran indefinitely. Europe is against this. It's against this rhetorically. Now it has to prove it in action. The United States is acting. It takes the first step to impose snapback sanctions with a 30-day period for whatever the US does on this issue to take effect. That will be with a remedy to the road with Europe. Well, Europe simply says the United States imposes sanctions on Iran, it will simply not observe them. I'm certain Russia and China would not observe these sanctions. Both Russia and China will have normal relations with Iran. It's up to the European Union to have normal relations with Iran. If that happens, the United States empire will be one step closer to the dustbin of history, where it truly belongs. It's already grown very, very weak. It's growing weaker if European countries abandon the United States on an issue relating to Iran that the US really, really wants them to observe it. And this will be a major blow to the US imperial project. And again, this is getting a little bit closer to the end of the US empire entirely.